Journalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you are listening to this radio show. No question about it, you're listening to this radio show. Oh, you know, I guess sometimes for inspiration, right? At least the truth. I think that's probably a better statement, isn't it? At least the truth. Just thought I'd, I really want to just kind of tick off some people right now. I know I'm going to trigger some people right now, but I will be more than happy to. It's nice to trigger people every once in a while, right? Especially those people that just do not like you or your kind, your ilk, whatever. It just so happens that there are an abundance of them out there, isn't there? Shocking. Absolutely shocking what's going on. It's kind of interesting when you have something that really triggers people. It's good.
Here we go. Sorry. This is called Keep America.
Camille and Haley. Who could these possibly be?
We wrote it. We just finished the studio version recently. Here it is.
Keep America great. Keep America great. Keep America great. There will never be another USA. Freedom won't come back if we give it away. It's time to vote. It's time to pray. Let's join as one. Let me hear you say, go Trump 2020. Go Trump 2020. Go Trump
everybody, four more years. Come on, everybody, four more years. Come on, everybody, four more years. There will never be another USA. Freedom won't come back if we give it away. It's time to vote. It's time to pray. It's joy as one. Let me hear you say, vote Trump 2020. Go Trump 2020.
Are you triggered yet? I just want to trigger him. Pull that trigger. Pull that trigger. Kind of like Roy Rogers had a horse called Trigger, right? Remember that? Yeah, Roy Rogers. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw this one in just to kind of pick up your spirits. There are people who still love Donald Trump. But, you know, if you're Charlie Gasparini, you're not so much in love with Trump. I'm serious. Charlie Gasparini is a absolute political hack who hates Donald Trump. He's a New York guy. He doesn't like the way, of course, that Trump has made his money. He's made billions, and Charlie still struggles with the daily stock market, right? But Charlie Gasparini is saying, oh, my God. No, who's going to support Trump in 2020? I'm serious. This is one of the lead articles in Fox News. Fox unfriendly to Trump news. That one. That group of folks, especially the weekend groups, God, they just hate this guy. Anything to bring down Donald Trump. But, you know, you got to remember, Paul Ryan is now a staff member or on the board of Fox News. Of course, Mr. Never Trumper, always hate Trump, Paul Ryan. Of course, he's got his own agenda in human trafficking. Did I say that about Paul Ryan? His implications in human trafficking? Yeah. 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 It's kind of interesting. Charlie Gasparini. Gasparino. GOP ops say Trump could drop out without more support. Oh, God. Really? Well, I think those Trump supporters were pretty fired up, weren't you? 2020. Anyway, Tucker Carlson, Trump's hope for re-election. Everybody's down at the mouth here. This is the backstory, though. A stretch of lackluster polling for President Trump has some Republican operatives nervous about the president's re-election prospects in November, and some even floating the possibility for the first time that Trump could drop out if poll numbers don't rebound. Oh, my God. It's too early. But if the polls continue to worsen, you can see a scenario where he drops out, one GOP operative, who asked not to be identified, of course. I've heard the talk, but I doubt it's true, another said. My bet is he drops if he believes there's no way to win. So Charles Gasparino jumps in, a guy who really hates Trump. Breaking. I guess this is what they based the fact on, this statement coming from. Breaking thread, GOP operatives are for the first time raising the possibility that at-real Donald Trump could drop out of the race if his poll numbers don't rebound. Over the weekend, I spoke to a sample of major players. One described Trump's current psyche as fragile. Fragile. Are you kidding me? The guy. Now listen, the most recent Russia hoax is out here too, by the way. Brought to you by the New York Times. We'll be talking about that one. He has a fragile psyche? Really, Charlie? Really, Chuck? And then you had Carly Fiorina. Now, this is heavyweight stuff when you get into Carly Fiorina. Remember, she ran for governor in California. She was one of those stooges brought forward by the California GOP who hates Donald Trump, by the way. So she's a never-Trumper, always-hater, right? She drops. She's saying she's not going to vote for Trump. Really? Well, that's a stunner. Listen, don't vote for Trump. We don't need your vote. Says that not convinced yet. He's got time, and he's running against an opponent who is literally hiding in his basement. This is what Casper. Plus, the public isn't focusing on yet how left wing Joe Biden has become. Okay, Charlie, you kind of recovered for that. That said, the speculation indicates how tense GOP operatives are about Trump losing and the party losing the Senate and having their entire agenda abolished in a leftist wave election. Well, now listen, I'm worried about that because of election fraud, period. They got to focus on the election fraud, people. Again, lots of time, and Trump has endured a horrible couple of months, but that's the snapshot. I think he means snapshot. He's got snapshot. Trump's poll numbers in recent weeks have trended downward, and criticism over his administration's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the White House's response to the protests and riots following the death of... listen, he can't be governor of these states. That's their responsibility. He's polling in a recent Fox News, boy, that's a real credible group, by 12 points to Joe Biden. And I say credible because how credible can that statement be? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're looking at the Rasmussen numbers. And like last week, the lowest in the week for Trump, I think, was at 43% last Monday. This Monday, and then he started rising. Then he started declining. And today, it's at 42% approval, down to, I think, from last Monday. But then it rose back up over the week. And at the same time, on the 2012, on the 29th of June, for Obama, it was 49%. Now, I use this comparison because normally these numbers, as you look at the trend line over time, almost always coincide very closely by just a couple of points. I just find that as a weird thing, I guess, statistically, an anomaly, maybe. I don't know. But when I would think, quite frankly, I can remember sometimes with George Bush, his polling numbers were in the later phases, like he was in the low 30s. And you would think with all the bashing going on that he would be in the low 30s, but he's not. Of course, I know they're going to try and drive it that way, right? Or tell you that. That'll be what the next thing goes on. Yes, let's see. Now we've had some other ones. This is June 1st. It was 47% approval for Trump and 48% for Obama, to give you some of these numbers. If I go to June 5th, Trump 44, Obama 48. If I go down here to June 3rd, June 12th, June 17th, 46 for both. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. June 22nd, 46 Trump, Obama 44%. See what I'm saying is that these numbers fluctuate. 47-44 on June 24th, that was last week. So these numbers are kind of really, 47% to 44% Obama. See, that was just last week. And, of course, on the 25th, 26th, let's see if we can get Thursday was 47%. Then it dropped, I think, on the next day, the 26th, 44% the next day. So one day it dropped 3. I think you're going to see the same thing happening this week, the same type of trend line going on, just because, people are going to start looking and go, wait a minute. It's because right now he's being bashed about the thing that came out yesterday was the whole Russia thing again. See, they can't drop the Russia thing because Russia's the enemy, right? If you're still in the cold warrior mode, Russia is still the enemy. Their military is diminished, not nearly our size, by the way. Although they got nukes. They absolutely have nukes. Boy. Had the Q conference, the excellent job on Saturday. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that too. But anyway, I just wanted to get you right on the polling numbers. I'm not too bothered by them at all right now. In fact, with all the gloom and doom, you'd think he'd be in the 30s, and he's not. Nope. And again, this is still early. I think the panic mode by some. Trump 2020, just think of that. There's way more people supporting Trump than these today. By the way, everybody's got a poll, and that's just it. None of these polling numbers, none of them played out going into the election in 2016. None of them played out, except for Rasmussen was close, and then you had the USC poll that we haven't even checked with lately to see what that's like. And the Rasmussen and the USC poll nailed it. They trend lined right into the election because they're truthful. They had very, very good data collection systems. And I believe Rasmussen it's not as good as it probably could be, but they are the last one. The last polling. I guess there's another one that's kind of started out. I call it the liberal version of the polling numbers because they're always so different and so skewed against Donald Trump that it's just obvious. I mean, this one right here, I think Rasmussen plays it straight. I'm familiar with him for years. So he's He's also got one called, just perusing here, Rasmussen Reports Weekly Immigration Index. Okay. The recent immigration index. What in the world is that? It says the Rasmussen Reports Immigration Index for the week of June 14th through the 18th held steady at 105.5, a little change from 100 for the week before. What does that number mean? The week was marked by a major U.S. Supreme Court decision in favor of the so-called Dreamers immigration immigrants brought to this country when they were young. The index is based on a series of questions designed to determine whether voters are moving toward an immigration system that encourages more immigration in the United States or one that reduces the level. Okay, all surveys are compared to a baseline set in the week of December. You have to have some baseline data, and that's what they're talking about here. December 2nd through 6th, which has been given an index of 100. A weekly finding moving over the 100 indicates growing support for a more expansive immigration system. Now, what does that mean? You know, obviously, they're talking about a legal and proper way, I would think. A weekly index number falling indicates increased support for a more restrictive immigration system. Listen, I'm all for a liberal immigration system that's legal. There it is. I threw the wrench in. Legal, right? We got to make it illegal because then there's incentive to buy and sell people. See, if you make it an expansive and make it legal, that you build up the system so if you want to come across legal and make it legal, I don't have a problem with that. But no, you can't have that. You've got to have a marketplace for human beings to buy and sell for slavery. Yeah, no one's. Why is no one addressing this with the left except Agenda 21 Radio? Why? Why don't we have anybody saying it's kind of like right now the COVID virus is just back again across the board in the media? Of course, we don't want to talk about those imports. Oh, no, we can't talk about it. All those people who aren't getting any help in Mexico, and we're just hustling them right over those borders. Yeah, sometimes you're going to have casualties like the 7 that died last night, yesterday in Texas in a human smuggling car crash. Now, that's just, incidentals. It's loss of cash flow to the slave masters. Gee, sorry for your cash flow loss. Anyway, this is an interesting little index. So they've got a chart going on here. It's pretty intense. And again, what does it mean by their definition, looking at the index of what is a above the 200 baseline? Cross tabs, email. Okay, they've got to have some. Oh, see the survey questions. Ah. So they're asking survey questions. On the question of illegal immigration, is the government doing too much or too little to I don't know how they quantify this, though. I don't want to get into this because it's statistics. And I know people kind of lose sight of it. But I find it interesting that they've got this immigration index. At least they're trying to... what they're attempting to do, and I applaud them for this, is they're trying to get the sentiment of the people. And maybe somehow people in Washington may listen to Rasmussen. And hopefully it says, in trying to control illegal immigration should, okay, you strongly favor, somewhat favor, oppose, strongly oppose giving lifetime work permits to illegals, to 2 million illegal residents. You favor strongly, so they're asking the right question. Anyway, I didn't want to go there, but I did anyway. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages.
Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Kind of interesting what's going on here. We're going to be looking at what's going on. Princeton University removes Woodrow Wilson's name from public policy over racist views and policies. Shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? I'm absolutely shocked by that. Of course, now they want to take away John Wayne's name off of John Wayne Airport, right? Because of his racist views, supposedly. Which I don't think were racist, as anybody would actually, some people would have you believe. Just my opinion. I don't think he was a racist man. I think that he lived in a culture and in a society in which racism was very prevalent. And people who did not like racism expressed themselves about that.
University, nixing Woodrow Wilson's name from its public policy school, calling the former president, quote, an inappropriate namesake. But if we continue to cancel history, what message does this send to the next generation? Campus Reform correspondent and Princeton University student Akhil Rajashekar joins me now with his take. Akhil, thanks so much for being here. Did this come as a surprise to you?
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me. No, it didn't come as a surprise, but it was a deeply problematic decision because it was rushed in the last few days without any input from the broader student body, alumni, faculty, or anybody. except for a couple of fringe groups, and it overturns a careful decision made a couple of years ago in response to the exact same controversy. Now, Wilson transformed Princeton from a run-of-the-mill college in the middle of nowhere, New Jersey, to a world-class university that has done immeasurable good for the world and has become a household name around the world. But this doesn't mean dismissing his racism or pretending it didn't exist. It means making his full record public and being open about the history so that we can honor the good that he did while condemning the bad. And this is exactly the path that Princeton forged for itself in 2016, before it was forced to submit to the angry mob a couple days ago.
Now, let's talk about that. You just mentioned the 2016 situation, not the first time that Wilson's name on buildings has come up for debate. What happened during the previous iteration of this discussion?
During the previous iteration, the university actually took a deliberative method, formed a committee to look into the history of Wilson, his contributions, and make a recommendation. And they recommended that the name be left on campus, not be purged, but that we put up a monument or some way of making his record public so that we can, like I said, honor the good while condemning the bad, because that's how people are, and not everybody is perfect. And this isn't just a trend at Princeton. Campus Reform has documented just how rampant this movement is. And for a while, it looked like Princeton was going to stand athwart this movement and think for itself and not sort of buckle under the mob's pressure. But it looks like that's what's happened, unfortunately.
Here's what the Board of Trustees of Princeton says. This statement from Friday, quote, "We believe that Wilson's racist thinking and policies make him an inappropriate namesake for a school whose scholars, students, and alumni must be firmly committed to combating the scourge of racism in all of its forms." I mean, let's quickly go over the history of Wilson. Yes, he was one of the first individuals to really start up the progressive movement. I said that right, the progressive movement. But he also had an undeniable history against black people, specifically allowing them into Princeton University. And he definitely expressed some kindness, let's say, towards the KKK. My question for you, Akhil, is why is this situation so much different than in the past? Why did this happen so much quicker if we knew this about Wilson for decades now?
It's very much worth noting, eminently worth noting, actually, that the situation isn't really about race, ultimately. It's going to have no influence on anybody that a few words were symbolically changed or moved around. This is actually just a power tactic to show that the mob is really in charge of elite institutions, that they can make administrations buckle under their will with no regard for recent approaches and competing viewpoints, even if that's been done in the past. And I can guarantee you that this whole thing is just getting started. The move to purge Wilson from campus is just a warm-up exercise, because what, at the end of the day, their goal is to control elite institutions and curtail academic freedom. That's their holy grail, and they hope to use racism or any other ism as a pretext to curtail what people say, think, research, or write at these universities and control institutions that way.
Yeah, it's a sleepy college into a great research university. People will differ about how to weigh Wilson's achievements and failures. Part of our responsibility as a university is to preserve Wilson's record in all of its considerable complexity. Literally 10 seconds on this question. Not rushing your life, but if and when you become a parent, what's this situation going to look like for your kids? Are there going to be any names on any buildings going forward?
If we take this standard, probably not. But we really hope that universities are going to stand up for academic freedom, and which is deeply essential to the mission of universities, and that we hope is what President Eisgruber and the rest of the academic world stands up for.
Well, that was really well said. That's Akhil Orashakara, Princeton University student, and well said, well said. I mean, I think he laid it out very, very well, you know, as long as this cancel culture business is going on, people are just going to cower to it, you know. Cower, the mob, in other words. They've got to keep, listen, you can never satisfy the mob. All you trustees and regents, you can never satisfy them. Once you give them a little bit, they take it all, including you. And of course, we're seeing that play out right now in Seattle, right? Anyway. Today, though, the president said on Monday he mocked recent efforts to remove the names of John Wayne from a California airport and President Woodrow Wilson from a Princeton University school over concerns of racist sentiments. California Democrats in Orange County recently passed a resolution calling for Wayne's name to be scrubbed from their local airport due to racist and bigoted statements, while Princeton has already taken Wilson's name off their public policy school and a residential college over racist views and policies. You see, you know, 20, 30, 40, as you go down the progression of years by decades, let's go to, you know, last decade. From 2000 to 2010, racism had a different treatment. If you go down to 1990 to 2000, racism had a different treatment. And so on. If you go down 100 years, let's go back to 1910 to 1920, racism had a different treatment. If you go down to the Civil War and slavery, black slavery as we knew it, it had a different treatment, and ultimately, in 1861, it had a major league treatment, didn't it? Over 600,000 Americans killed in the Civil War. Whole cities and towns wiped out of their men. Just a little seasoning on that one. So the progression, if you will, of the treatment of slaves and racism, you progress over time. And it gets better. And it has gotten better. Then there's Martin Luther King, a watershed in the 60s. A watershed in the 60s. And of course, now we've got another watershed. We have cancel culture, which is communism. And this is what communism and Nazis do. This is exactly what they do. They cancel out everything about. First, they pick it, they objectify something. This time it's racism. If you're racist, anything, any part of racism has to be taken off of every place on the planet. You know, if there's a statue of somebody who held slaves, even though they did enormously good things to help free the slaves, you have to take them down. And of course, Martin Niemöller had it. We talked about the Nazis. He had the whole thing down. So first they came for the socialist, then they came for the Jews, and finally they came for me. He was a priest. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Front the Russians on this score. Denies being briefed. I don't know what the Russians have on the president politically, personally, financially, or whatever it is, but he wants to ignore, he wants to bring them back into the G8 despite the annexation of Crimea and the invasion of Ukraine. And he's kissing up to Putin in every way, so totally irresponsible. Something is wrong with this picture.
Yeah,
let's bring
Ukraine.
That was Nancy Pelosi responding to that. The Russia stuff. So Kayleigh McEnany, she is the White House press secretary. Let's bring her in. I mean, she's saying this is as bad as it gets. Everything is so political. What is the real story, or at least your side of the story, Kayleigh?
So first, Nancy Pelosi is entirely off base. This president has been very tough on Russia, sanctioning innumerable Russian targets, closing Russian consulates. So she's just off base on her facts there. But secondly, let's put this in the context of what she's talking about. She's talking about alleged intelligence that was never briefed to the president of the United States. And what's she doing? She's taking a report based on anonymous sourcing that was just dead wrong. The New York Times was wrong, believe it or not. And she's politicizing it. So the only person playing politics here is the Speaker of the House, and it is truly despicable.
When it comes to the Russian story, among the people that need answers, Liz Cheney says reporting about Russian bounties on U.S. forces is true. The White House must explain why was the president or vice president briefed. So when people like Liz Cheney, who has been a very loyal ally to the administration, have questions, has there been an effort already from the executive branch to brief her?
So there will be a briefing today. I think it will clear up a lot of the false reporting from the New York Times. The president has made clear that he's never been briefed. Two DNIs have made that clear, both Radcliffe and Rick Grenell, two national security advisors, Robert O'Brien, the current one, and even John Bolton said he was not aware of this intelligence. Intelligence, we don't comment on it routinely, but just so you know how it works, it's vetted for its veracity, and it only goes to the president and the high-level officials when it is deemed as verifiable and credible. So I think it'll clear up a lot when members of Congress are briefed today, but it is truly egregious when you have anonymous sources spewing out this information on the pages of the New York Times and wrongly giving them false information.
Yep. Another Russia hoax. See, they've got to go back to that well, because the public thinks, in their world, the public thinks that this is something that has to happen, right? That's what the public thinks, because it's already happened, right? We had the Russia investigation. See, Russia is in the mindset of the population. This is the way mass media works. So on their side of it, you have MSNBC, CNN, all those groups out there reporting about Russia. Here comes Russia again. There must be some truth to this after a while. It's Russia again. They're bringing it back. It's Russia again. And, of course, they're the ones that are being investigated for the Ukrainian behavior, right, Nancy? And Igor Pasternak, who used to throw fundraisers for your friend Adam Schiff in the 2012 and 13, in which you attended, of course, to help get Adam Schiff money. And Igor Pasternak was the arms dealer delivering weapons, like from Benghazi to Turkey into Syria, so that they could fight ISIS, or ISIS could be armed. That's the guy. That's the guy. That's him. And where were those weapons coming from? You know, places like Gutter in the Ukraine, and billions of dollars were being transported around and laundered for Joe Biden and his son. Oh, forgot about that part, huh, Nancy? And you were directly involved. Your hands are all over that. The blood is on your hands, Nancy Pelosi, for Americans that were killed by those weapons that you helped to transport. Yeah, we can't talk about that, but we got to talk about Donald Trump and Russia, Russia, Russia. You see, it's the one hand is doing this and the other hand's doing that. Same thing. We don't want to have that little discussion about Ukraine now, do we? It's ongoing. It really implicates a lot of things. Goes right to California, actually, now, doesn't it, Nancy? Do we want to talk about the Ukraine, Nancy? Now, let's talk about something else. How about this one?
The first big abortion ruling in the Trump era here. It's interesting that Shannon says what they're saying, the Supreme Court, and this is your specialty, is that Louisiana set up this system that is just not constitutional. Also curious, Judge, if you're interested in the fact that, that Chief Justice John Roberts appeared to be the tiebreaker here.
Well, Shannon just gave us a very thorough and most informative description of what the Supreme Court did. And of course, while she was doing that, I'm doing my best to read it. It's 138 pages of single-spaced type, so I'm going as quickly as I can. But you put your finger on it nicely, Trace. The swing vote here is clearly the Chief Justice. As Shannon pointed out, the Supreme Court struck down a Texas statute that was nearly identical word for word, and the Chief Justice dissented from striking it down. This was a different Supreme Court with different people on it. Today, the Chief Justice says, I'm going with precedent. We can't just change with the political times, and the Constitution doesn't change when different members join the court with different judicial philosophies. So this is the conservative Republican Chief Justice siding with the liberal wing of the court
again
to uphold the status quo, to uphold what we call stare decisis, to uphold the law as it has been, rather than making any radical changes. This should give some consolation to those who fear that the present Supreme Court, with two members appointed by Donald Trump, is going to gut Roe versus Wade. It doesn't appear that it's going to. The standard for abortion cases is different from all others. This was articulated by Justice O'Connor 15 years ago, and the court has consistently upheld it. And that is, does the regulation pose an undue burden? That's the key phrase, undue burden to the ability of the woman, the mother, to choose to have an abortion. As Shannon just pointed out, in Louisiana, the court says it would, because there are next to no doctors who are in this category of both performing abortions and having admitting privileges at hospitals. The dissent says, look, you don't have to have admitting privileges at a hospital to get your patient there. Under federal law, all patients must be accepted in the emergency room, particularly those that are in extremis. And all you have to do is make a phone call and get an ambulance to bring her there.
So, Judge Roberts strikes again as a liberal. What's up with that?
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a wrong solar. The best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be having our guest is Vince Everett Ellison in the next hour, the Iron Triangle, inside the liberal democratic plan to use race to divide Christians and America in their quest for power and how we can defeat them. I'm really interested in how we can defeat them. Of course, I have my own plans to try and get people involved, and it's called New California State. New California State. Yeah, something to really get your teeth into. Yeah, and again, you have a runaway. Listen, the opportunities are there for statehood. You have a government now in California that does not have three branches of government. Only two are left. You have the judicial and the executive branch. And the legislative branch is gone. They're all but irrelevant. They're so marginalized, they have no functionality whatsoever. No functionality for you. No. You can't have that, California. So there's only two branches left. Because, you know, the exalted one, the dictator, Gavin Newsom, hey, he doesn't need no stinking legislature. And now he's got the Emergency Powers Act from March 4th. He's continue on with that. And, of course, it was the California State Legislature that changed the law that allowed him to have indefinite power under these circumstances back in 2015. Gee, was there a COVID plan going on or what? Did everybody know about the plan? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.